And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
What's up?
So we started something,
a week ago.
Yeah, a week ago, where now we have these randomly generated podcast themes. And so every week it's a little bit different. So we didn't, and we never know what to expect. So when we hit it, we're just as surprised as the people listening or watching the podcast.
So nobody had just heard that little intro there?
No.
That thing was sweet.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, you had to hear it.
So
I loved it, though.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bop. The bad thing is I can't play it again, because if I do, I'm going to ruin it, because we'll hear what next week's might be. It's just going to...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We really created a real...
This is a monster, honestly.
A little game.
Yeah. What is it? Is it like one of them AI things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just... Oh, man. I want to get your thoughts on this. First of all, Uncle Cracker is here.
Yay! He's everyone's favorite.
What up, Uncle Cracker? Uncle.
Yeah, Thanks for having me in here.
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah, no, it's an AI thing. It's... I remember the day Bubba called me one day. He's like, dude.
Well, we have to go back to the jingle singer, because that's where really the whole thing started. We have a guy that worked with us for decades, and his name was Matt, and he would do our jingles.
Still is Matt. Actually, his name still is Matt.
Well, we don't know. He might have changed it. He might have changed it. But anyway, Matt was our jingle singer.
Is that your real name?
It is.
Okay.
Matthew.
So he got very busy,
in the Bible.
Which is good. It is.
Crackers in the Bible.
Actually, it's a whole book.
You're a book of gospel.
People take crackers.
So he got busy.
Uncle Wafer.
And then
take him all.
I think in Genesis, Uncle is in there too. When they did the whole lineage thing.
It is. It was like a hoo-hoo and a hee-hee thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he begat somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Anyway, Bubba, you were saying?
No, I'm fine. I'm like, you know what? This train has already jumped the tracks. We're all
anyway,
over
we had
the place.
A guy named Bat. He did jingles, and he didn't do them anymore. And then we're like, hey, what do we do now? Oh, thanks, AI. And so now we do it.
Well, where'd Matt go?
He got very successful, and now he does TV commercials and production for all that stuff. So good for him.
Yeah.
And then we started looking for other people, and it was just,
we're so happy for your success.
Way to go. Yeah. Now we have to use robots. Great. Yeah.
Or people that are imprisoned in foreign countries and being made to sing this stuff. I don't know.
Carson has this theory that AI actually is not a computer, that it could possibly be Uyghur slavery in China.
It's like Squid Game. I just feel like they have people locked in a room that are like, look, either you sing this or we kill you. That's it, man. You got two choices.
So they're like, the Big D and Bubba Podcast.
They're crying while they're doing it. It's a thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's hard to hear, man.
So I grew up in South Louisiana. Mardi Gras is a huge thing. Mardi Gras beads. I'm sure you've experienced the whole, you know, show me your stuff, here's some beads.
Love it.
Yeah.
So they
I've never showed anything for beads.
Me either.
They started doing that. You know, guys started doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
It became a thing.
That's it. I think it's a thing all over the place. Even movies, all of a sudden there's a wiener in them now.
Like, I know.
They didn't have wieners when they were younger.
Like, they tell you at the beginning, like, hey, this had violence and occasional cigarette use. I'm like, but you don't tell us about the wiener.
Right. The big, just in your face.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
Oh, look, it's 3D. So,
stupid
anyway,
3D.
There was this documentary I watched about they were showing these people in factories in China making Mardi Gras beads, the little plastic beads, and they were telling them that it was jewelry. This is fine jewelry that goes to around the world, and your work is so, you know, your artisan craftsmanship is so valued. And then they show, and they show people in New Orleans, you know, catching the beads, throwing them on the ground, stepping on them, peeing,
throwing
on
them, up on them. Some guy threw up beads.
And then they videoed all that, and then they let the people who made the beads
they did.
See what happened. They're like, you've been lied to.
Oh, I don't like that story.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's a true thing. And
I'm like,
so they
I like the bliss, and they don't know, and they just keep doing it.
They're so proud of their
they
work.
They thought they were working for Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get cheap
They were probably doing work for Louis as well.
Yeah, that's true.
The bliss.
I just want them to live and happy. I just want everyone to be happy, man.
Did anybody say anything? Like, the looks on their faces? Cried. Were they just
they
like,
cried. Wow. They were so shattered and heartbroken. They literally cried.
Devastated.
I mean, because all think along, about it, they've been lied to. It's like if we wake up one day and we find out we're living in the Matrix. We're going to be like,
wait a minute, we're not?
Oh, we're on a 7. Don't even kid yourself.
But the whole time when you're like just pouring or making like plastic little balls.
Yeah, how do you not know this is just a plastic ball?
Because they were told. You know how people are. People are
dumb.
Yeah, but people paid hundreds of dollars for Beanie Babies.
People are
like,
dumb.
Yeah, that's it. You don't know. I've paid stupid money for T-shirts. What, you know, I'm going to tell somebody who made it, they're like, you know, that cost $4. Well, I don't know. It was worth it to me because it was a misprint from 1994. I'll pay $600 for it. Like, we're all dumb.
By the way, I do love your Hank Williams Jr. shirt.
Thank you.
That you're wearing, Uncle Cracker.
I think I just had it stuffed.
is that an old, like, vintage thing, or is that new print, or do you know?
Well,
the only reason I ask is because Carson's into vintage stuff.
It looks like it would be something from, like, 1978.
Do you have a tag in it?
But it's a new, it's like a new record
new stock.
He put out like last year. So it's
swag.
Yeah.
From
they made it to look old.
Vintage inspired.
Like, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, they got you.
They got me.
They got you. Yeah. That hook is deep. It's in your lungs. So she collects and resells vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly artist clothing, like. Country and rock.
Yeah, country and rock shirts. Yeah, that's what I just make up.
And so, like,
I just love it.
One shirt I paid $800 for.
Oh,
down on like one of them, like on Melrose shirts.
Yep.
But it was Jim Croce from like I'd never even seen a Jim Croce any type of merchandise.
I don't think did he sell merch?
I think he had like a fake mustache.
I mean, this would have been
he had the jam.
Oh, dude, that thing has a. That
but I'll tell you,
yeah.
No, because those shirts, because T-shirts really didn't become a thing. There were some in the late 70s, but they really picked up speed in the 80s. But those shirts were promoters that made them. And that's why there's so few of them. So like for you to get a Jim Croce, worth every penny of $800.
Really?
It didn't even fit. There's nothing that fits. I just had to have that shirt. And
What'd you do? Would you sit in your, is this in a closet or something?
You know what? So I gave the shirt to Kid Rock, just like, here, man, I got this for you.
He can wear anything.
Yeah, he'll just, it don't matter, but I never saw him wore it one time.
Aww.
I just watched him in Joe Dirt the other day. I was like, oh, I forgot he was in this.
You should call him and ask him what happened to that shirt.
That's where you go, dude, I spent $800 on this.
Hey, did you ever get that thing where you know, it was $800? Did you know that? So I do love his, I guess it's his... I see it online, and
I think it's
I think it's his. What are we talking about? The
what
same
are
y'all
thing? Even talking about?
I'm talking about the Tesla truck that looks like the Dukes of Hazzard.
That's his.
Oh, he does have it.
Yeah, he had it wrapped, the Dukes of Hazzard. Yep.
Okay.
Sweet looking. It's the only thing that makes that thing sweet looking.
Oh, it's terrible. Bubba's like, dude, they're going to be everywhere. I'm like,
they are everywhere. That's awful. The bad thing. They are because it's a status symbol.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
more
they're all
it,
over here. Yeah. You think it's the same person, but it's not. It's just,
a guy in my building has one, so it's always parked in the lot.
It's the ugliest thing
on
the
street. Yeah, and I still go by, and I'm like,
they look better wrapped. They do.
They
I
do.
Love the stainless steel thing. I think it's pretty, I think it's super dope, but they look better wrapped.
I mean, everybody looks better in clothes.
Yeah.
But no, it's straight up. It's still, it's not attractive.
They're fast, though. They're really fast.
Yeah.
I had one pull up, and I have a 70 Chevelle, and it's big engine, all the whole thing. Pulled up to red light. It's him, me and him. And I was like, this is kind of like, it's just a cool moment. Like, here's, you know, he can smell all my exhausts and American pride, and he's over here. Ding, 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 ding. And, like, I didn't look at him because I felt like I was cooler than him. So I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of, I'm looking at your ride.
Right.
So I never turned. I just kind of did the old eye thing. And then when we took off, I thought he might want to like get on it or something, and he would kill me. I mean, those things are really, really fast. So I just kind of slowly, like I'm awesome.
I love the not look trick.
It's a thing, man.
It's hard to not look, though.
It's a thing. It's a real thing.
It is.
When you're in a weird car or something that really stands out or something like that, and you get to a red light, you know everyone's looking at you, but you have to look straight and be cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? But when you see those things, you can almost not. You have to look to see, like, who is driving it.
In a Tesla?
Yeah.
I still think that it's going to be a great vehicle for the Back to the Future reboot, which you know is going to happen one day. Somebody's going to buy the rights, and they're going to do the whole reboot. And, you know, the DeLorean, as cool as it was, that was the stainless steel vehicle of that era. Now we have a stainless steel vehicle of now. So you know it's going to be like, Doc, you made a DeLorean. I mean, a time machine out of a Tesla.
It's going to be great,
Scott. It's going to be
awesome.
It's
probably not bad. Your voices are pretty good.
They're not going to have gigawatts and flux capacitors in the reboot.
Oh, they're going to have to.
There's going to be like apps and bandwidth. There's going to be all kinds of different things.
But you still have to have the flux capacitor. There is no Back to the Future without the flux capacitor.
Well,
you could argue
there's no Back to the Future without Michael J. Fox either.
Who says he's not going to be around? He might be Doc. Wouldn't that be weird?
I don't like that.
I feel like that's going to be a physical problem.
They could AI him in. They do all this CGI stuff. Dude, they did it.
Is
with
it
Princess
not enough
Leia.
For jingling
don't
with
tell
AIs?
Robert Downey Jr. that he's not going to let anybody AI him anywhere.
That's what he says now.
He says when he's dead, his lawyers will be very active in that.
Okay. Well, you saw the Bruce Willis commercial, right? Mm-mm. Okay, so Bruce Willis has retired from acting. He's got some medical issues. He can't do it anymore. They did a commercial in China. Was it in China where they did it? And they CGI'd Bruce Willis, and it looks good. It looks really good.
Did they tell him that he's fine and healthy, just like the factory workers? Did they lie and say, oh, he's really great.
Possibly.
Look how good he looks.
Possibly.
Look at him. He's fine. All right, fine.
So,
and then someone goes, that's not true.
Uncle Cracker, let's talk about, because we have to talk about it. You know, we talked about the AI stuff. We talked about the CGI stuff. What about holograms? Where do you stand on this?
Well, I thought they were like, they lasted about 30 seconds or something. Like, you don't hear anything about
holograms. Because they're expensive.
You talking about holograms for concerts?
Yeah. Yeah, like if I, you know, I think, didn't Gene Simmons just sell the rights to Kiss?
Yeah, Kiss, that was how Kiss is supposed to continue after their end of the road. But, okay, I mean, how much are you going to charge me to go watch Kiss holograms?
I'll tell you, if somebody brings Elvis back, Elvis and Michael Jackson and Frank Sinatra, you know, one night only, I'm going. I'm going for the Elvis hologram.
I like to say one night only, when they could literally do it every single day.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking, okay, but somebody like you could be like, oh, hey, I'm double booked. So tonight I've got this one show in Detroit, and then I'm supposed to be in Orlando. Here's a hologram.
I don't think people are going for it.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
is there anybody you would pay to go see their hologram?
It would have to be a spectacle.
Like maybe Kiss? I mean, because Kiss as a band, they would be custom made for that, you know, as far as, because weren't they the ones who brought out the first pyro? Weren't they the guys who pioneered laser beams and stuff like that? So I would think that.
No, I don't think any of that's true. I think everything you said is not true. I don't think they pioneered laser beams.
I mean, they had a lot of fire and sparks.
I don't get Kiss. It's not my thing.
Oh, well.
I was young. That is a shame. I was young, so I just missed the Kiss thing. I was.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm not mad about it. Missing
me
it.
Either. It's kind of like,
I was too young for Kiss, and I'm a
too.
Rabid Kiss fan. Like,
they almost had me on the Gene Simmons, like, the show, like, when they just followed him around.
Was that Rock of Love? No, that was Brett.
No, this was Gene Simmons' Family Jewels.
Rock of Love.
You guys know I'm on an episode of Family Jewels.
You're on a Family Jewel episode?
Yes, they came to Nashville. And that's when I was teaching line dance at the Wild Horse. And
what?
So they brought Gene.
Come a long way, girl.
So they brought Gene in to line dance, and they stuck. And I was wearing a Black Label Society shirt because I'm like, I'm a rocker. I'm just trying to make money.
I'm trying to make in this 10-year town.
Uncle Cracker, did you know you were in the presence of royalty?
No.
So they have me standing and dancing next to Gene Simmons, and that was in my drinking days. And so I am shuffling along like a drunk because I was. And, I end up on the episode like dancing with Gene Simmons.
Wow.
Who then, after the cameras were done, pulled me on his lap. Which, I mean, that's Gene. You expect that.
Like Satan Claus?
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the knights like, in Satan's service.
Isn't he like super, super smart, like Mensa smart?
Yeah, he's very brilliant with money. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, he's and also with
marketing.
Makeup. Holograms.
And holograms.
And those laser beams he invented or pioneered.
But we don't have anything better than holograms yet. Like,
well, they have that thing. You know, they have that thing. It's like a box. So it's like
Bitsy, like the little.
No. It kind of looks so like it's like a live when you see a like a doll and they have like a Barbie doll and it's in a box and the front is open, it's clear, you can see in it or whatever. They have like a life size of that and you stand in it and on the other side it looks like you're standing in the room with them. And that's I saw that was a thing, but I don't know if it's taken off or not.
I mean, maybe it's just I just don't see it happening. You think that?
I would, dude. I'm telling you, Elvis does a show. I'm going.
But it's not him.
It doesn't matter. How many people have gone to see Elvis impersonators? But I've never seen Elvis. Elvis was so far ahead of my time.
But I want the Elvis impersonator that's like three times his size and
oh yeah, can hardly walk.
That's fun,
dude. That's the worst. You've been to Graceland, right?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't it sucky when you see Fat Elvis's costume and you go, I can't fit into that?
Dang.
This sucks.
They made him look like he was such a lard ass.
It's just right. But he had this humongous. He had huge feet. Like a face was this big around.
Yeah. Because his loved body pills, wasn't. Right?
Yeah, pills. Yeah, and
pizza and pills.
Can we just change it to Fat Face Elvis instead of calling him Fat Elvis? Because he wasn't that big.
I don't, like, going back to your thing, I don't know that Elvis is the guy I would go see.
Sinatra?
No.
Michael Jackson?
No.
Michael Jackson and Prince combined.
Oh, and they that fight. Would be a and they fun, fight and they at the fight. End.
Maybe like Jackie Wilson.
Oh, dude. If I would love Jackie Wilson.
I think that would be a jam.
I don't know who Jackie Wilson is.
Jackie.
Lonely Teardrops.
What?
Lonely Teardrops? You don't know that one?
I've heard that. Lonely Teardrops. Like oldies song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that. I didn't know his name. That's a hard flex you just did, Uncle Chris.
That's some Detroit Motown shit, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
What's a great... I saw you doing some Coney Island stuff or corn dogs. What are you doing?
That was that's a thing in Detroit. Chili dogs. Coney dogs. We don't have like a Coney... Well, it's called Coney Island, but there's no island.
It's just Coney?
It's just Coney. Well, there's no island in Detroit. I don't even know why they call them Coney Islands.
They call the corn dog Coney Island? I think they're going off Coney Island, New York. I get that.
You get that, but you can't get like, but the Coney dog is not a thing in Coney Island, New York.
Do you think it's like the way they have Detroit pizza that or Chicago pizza? You have different stuff. New York pizza.
It's probably
like, so it's like Coney Island.
So what's on this dog?
Like they throw pickles on the hot dogs in Chicago.
Yeah.
How's Detroit do it?
Well, they just put it depends too. So there's only like two like real places in Detroit that do them, and that would be like American and Lafayette. But one
aren't they right next door to each other?
They are. And the story is like they were brothers or something, and they got in a fight. So the other guy just opened up next door to them.
Love these stories. Throw
chili at each other.
Philadelphia has the same thing with the
cheese steak.
You got
Gino's and the other guy. Yeah. They have that in Connecticut too with New Haven Pizza. It's Sally's and Pepe's because was the nephew of Pepe and he went and opened up his shop down the street.
Why
on
was
Worcester.
It Gino Sally? Haven. That would have been a better way to say it. Sally
it was his nickname, Papa. What you want? Like it was Sally. It was little Sally. He was doing his thing. He was on Worcester Street and he's here.
So they put chili? Is it just chili and that's it?
They'll throw chili. Oh, yeah. Yep, just chili and a hot dog. If you throw cheese and onions in there, it's up to you.
I'm just having a hard time. Like, what's so special about that? Like, it's the thing. It's a Detroit thing. I'm not, I'm taking away from him, but like, doesn't everyone do this?
That's all we got. poor Cincinnati, you get there, all they got is the chili.
Yeah, right.
They're not even throwing on a hot dog down there. They're just like, we got great chili.
And it's on spaghetti.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yep.
On pasta.
And if you get down into like Bubba's turf, Louisiana, you get into like really weird foods. Like
the best foods.
Boudin. Boudin balls.
Dude, I just had my dad made me a brick of boudin. He didn't even do it. He like made this brick. He goes, just eat it like boudin. It's good. I don't know what it was, but it was so good.
Like squirrel or something, probably.
Dude, I hope. I've told these guys about squirrel for decades. Have you had it?
Well.
Yes or no?
I've spent time in Louisiana.
Okay. So have you had squirrel?
I have.
Okay. Delicious.
I mean,
why are you so weird about it?
I don't know.
He's embarrassed because it's weird to say.
Well, any fat guy talking about food gets weird.
First off, you're not fat.
Whatever.
God, here we
go. What the heck?
It's Fat Elvis time.
When you walked in, I was like, I remember you fatter, but you're not fat.
I've been fatter for sure.
You don't.
Up, down.
No, you don't. You're not. What size shirt is that? What do you think that is?
That's a double X.
That's a 2X. You got a
2X? Is it? I would have thought it was an XL.
Oh, I would have said XL.
Yeah.
Huh.
There's some XLs are not as forgiving as others.
How was the Chesney tour?
It was good. That was good, but I felt like everybody was hiding the entire tour. Like there was no. It was like the stadiums are so humongous, so everybody's so spread out. So you don't really see
the people or the people backstage.
People backstage.
Okay.
You know, you feel like you're working with these guys and you're on tour with these guys, but you never see them. No. It's just like, I don't know. But I was working, though. I was working a lot, like, in between all them dates, too.
You just kind of fly and pop in and pop out?
Yeah. Yep. But it was monstrous. It was huge. Like, every Chesney show that I've ever done with him, he's just like...
We were talking...
He's like the Elvis, like a hologram up there to them people. He's
okay,
like,
what about Jimmy Buffett? Would you pay to go see a Jimmy Buffett hologram? I would, and you know there's a slew of parrot heads that would go. It would be like a thing, and you do like Parrot Head Fest 2030, and you promise everybody that Jimmy's hologram's going to be there. You know they would flock.
But I think you had it right, though, when it was when you said like the one night only thing. Like, how long can you give the hologram for? Like, is the hologram going on tour?
Could possibly. I don't know.
It definitely could.
I think with Kiss, I think that that's their plan, is to eventually do that. But I thought, like, you remember Tupac at Coachella?
That should be, like, in Vegas, like, as a residency thing.
I agree.
So cool. Oh, that's a smart idea.
That would be so. And you have different people
come out.
Don't
put it in Vegas. Vegas has enough dumb things.
Let's just add the
Sphere.
The Sphere
is cool. Now have the Thunder from Down Under. It's here.
Yeah. What's the Thunder from Down Under?
Oh, it's
Australian.
We should go together.
Dudes.
Let's go together. We and I, we all three of me, you, Bubba, and Carson, if you want
to
go.
Went to a couple months ago. They have it was like the Cowboy review, because a friend of mine, she runs a venue, and they're like, hey, this is selling out so much. We think we need to go somewhere bigger. It's like Magic Mike. And when I tell you, at 10 minutes, I said, can we leave? This is the most awkward thing I've ever been a part of.
Why?
It was so uncomfortable because the dudes like come in the audience and they start like touching you and they're like grinding on you. And there's all these bachelorettes and
wieners popping out.
Oh, my God. And everybody's filming.
Got to warn a guy here.
Oh, my God. Jeez. And I was like, please don't make eye contact because they're just going to come over and like, I will throw tens at you to stay away from me. It was so, I did it 10 minutes. I was like, I can't, this is not for me. I am way too uptight for
Are
this.
Are people throwing tens now?
Yeah, well, it's a good way to keep your attention, their attention on you or your bride.
Oh,
like if you're there with a bachelorette party, you want to make sure she's getting the attention and whatever. And then, and then they take videos and that's very weird to me because I think these gentlemen will be doing something someday that isn't this. And these women will be,
videos of them.
Yeah, like they're like that's going to pop up on their Facebook in 20 years. Yeah, remember
like,
that time?
Here's your pookie all over
like,
everybody's shoulder.
Like, it's much.
You cannot be president.
Never.
Nowadays, none of that disqualifies anybody.
No, these camera phones nowadays. Do you remember being young? Do you remember how long ago did you guys start?
Dude, let me tell you something.
In radio?
We started at 14. If we had camera phones back then, we would be unemployed.
Absolutely.
I mean, 100%. We were just talking the other day about we did this thing for concert tickets where we had who would be willing to do dumb stuff, and some lady comes over and we dump Alpo. We put her in a little kiddie pool and we slather her with Alpo and let a pack of dogs eat the Alpo off of her.
Do you know how stupid that is?
That's awesome.
Think about the litigation.
We never thought that she could get bit. I mean, we put food on a human.
You didn't make her sign nothing either.
No.
You didn't have to do that.
No. Because we didn't have the internet.
We were
innocent
back then.
We couldn't just Google, like, give. There's no AI.
Degrade woman with dog food. Like,
dear Google, is YouTube. This a stupid idea?
Yeah, yeah.
The answer, yes.
Yeah, these camera phones are something, man. I remember early days starting out DJing for Kid Rock. The only thing we had to worry about was HIV, not camera phones. That's it. That was the only thing you had to worry about.
Watch out for the cooties, and you'll be good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, things have changed, man, and you know. And for the better in some ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can live with HIV now, right?
Right. Magic Johnson. I get me right. We all thought, like, he was a done. Like, he's done. We thought he was a goner.
Death sentence.
And now I think he owns the Lakers.
He owns, like, everything. He owns, like,
I was like, LA. I was, every day I'd be like, well, is this the day he's still around. Is this the day? Wow. Holy cow.
And he looks awesome. Every time he looks like he's been like entombed or what do you call that? Where you haven't aged.
Embalmed.
Entombed.
I don't know. Don't they entomb them too in Egypt?
No,
or something?
Yeah, that's where they put them in the tomb.
After dead.
But like preserved.
Yeah, well, that's embalmed. Yeah.
We're fighting over nickels.
I just mean he looks young as he always has.
He looks beautiful. He's a beautiful human.
Yes.
So I know you have an album came out in July or so. Is it a. I always like you because you have kind of a. You're kind of a. You're a weird uncle. Like you have. Like you're
like creepy,
you're,
sad, and weird, or like just weird,
and ask weird questions. And no, it's like you're country, but you're Motowny, and but you're rock, but you're kind of rappy, and your hat is kind of off to the side a little bit, and it's kind of a flat bill. But you wear Hank Williams Jr. shirt. He's got a big gold watch. Pretty sure those are veneers. I don't know. I'm just saying about you. You're multifaceted, I guess.
Well, I just do whatever feels right at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
And the hat I can't wear straight.
You just
I like
can't.
Watches.
Yeah.
I like food.
Watches are the best.
I like pills.
What's your favorite? You know what mine is? I enjoy
vitamin D.
Friday. Today's Friday. So tonight. I will take a Unisom.
That's your pill.
Is that a sleeping thing?
I think it's for something else. I'm not sure. I think it's for... No, it is for sleeping.
It is, yeah.
NyQuil's not bad either.
Oh, Benadryl.
I do the Benadryl's.
See, now ZQL give me the shakes.
Ah, see, I eat them like Skittles. I don't know
what... work through. You just gotta, okay, so you just got to fight through it. I got you.
No, I just... I don't know what happened. And I used to be able to sleep like a champion, and... I turned 50 a couple months ago.
Congrats.
But thank you. But leading
halfway
up
there,
to,
man.
But probably 6 months or probably it's about 6-7 months leading up to turning 50. All of a sudden, I can't sleep up every 32 minutes.
You got to go pee?
That too. Just like,
how many times a night are you peeing?
Got to be 8 times a night. Just like there's no sleep.
Currently, anymore. Even still?
Yeah.
Are you on a CPAP?
No, I probably should be.
You probably should be.
But they...
Do you wake up really tired?
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Exhausted.
You have a lot of bags under your eyes?
Look at these fucking things.
Well, you get one that... Yeah, that thing's midnight train to George over there. But yeah.
Big D preaches about his CPAP changing his life.
I didn't want to do it because it's old people do that.
It also
you have to do the study.
It's
yes,
old and here's fat people. That's where you kind of get pigeonholed.
And so you do have to. So
like
you got to have
this one. Like
no, man, mine are nasal. I got the little nasal pillows, so it just sits right on your nose, right here. Just kind of, it's really
it's like a
not
little
bad.
Cannula that just fits by your nostrils.
Similar, yeah.
Okay,
and it kind of fills it up there. Anyway. So you have to have a prescription to even get one. You can go buy them online right now, but you have to have a prescription for it. So
would I be able to figure out like settings and stuff on it?
So they'll do settings for you. So they'll do like a thing and like be like, okay, so you need this much amount of pressure in and this amount of pressure out. Because I'm telling you, man, when I first put it on, I hated it. It was like being waterboarded with air. And I was freaking out and was like really having a hard time. And then at one point, you just kind of accept it and just breathe and then back out and it releases and lets you go back out. And then I used to wake up in a night 35 times in a night.
Insane. Like,
just waking up. So I would just be awake and then I'd go back to sleep. I'm exhausted. And then all of a sudden I'm awake again. And I'm like, how long is it? Oh, it's been 8 minutes. And then I go to sleep, and I'm awake again. It's been 12 minutes. Oh, my God. Now I can't sleep. Now I got to pee. And I was exhausted all the time. And
Could you tell?
Could I tell?
Yeah. Could you be like, man,
you ain't
living right over there.
Well, I think mentally I get duller.
Yeah.
Duller?
The creativity and the quickness and all that.
What about like the exhaustion? Did like panic set in? Did anxiety set in?
Yeah, all that.
Everything
you're going through.
Yep.
And so you did it and it solved all the problems.
I'm still fat.
Yeah, but you can sleep.
I'm telling you, man, I look forward to it. I really do. I don't even know if you're supposed to do this, but I even throw a little bit of essential oil in the little water reservoir, and you get a little clove smell. Or you can put whiskey in it.
Is that like maybe poisoning your body, though, if you're pumping that? I mean, it's like mainlining if you put the essential oils right up in your nostrils.
No, it's fine.
There was one time, though, I went and I didn't do the sleep study. They gave me like this thing to put on at home. This was going back like... This was right before like the pandemic almost. So like the fall of 19, I was having trouble sleeping, and then I told my doctor, and he was like, "Well, just take this thing home," because I didn't want to go do a sleep study.
Right.
So he gave me this thing I had to put on my chest and do this thing and sleep with it.
Yeah.
And I send it back to him, and then they send me this CPAP thing, right?
You have a machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something still hits my phone like. You haven't checked in 18 years.
So you have a machine.
So check this out. This is fall. I get it. And I fill the thing up with water, and I put it on one night for about like 8 minutes. And I'm like, there's no way I can wear this thing, right?
Yeah, right.
One of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pull it off. The thing's sitting outside my bed. I go on tour. Well, I come back like a few months later. I'm like, let me try this thing because I haven't slept in 3 months, it feels like.
Right.
So I put this mask back on, and I turn this machine on, and I like look over. And there's like all like this mold and weirdness in this thing. And I'm breathing this in, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like December of 19 and I get really, really sick. I'm positive it was like COVID before there was COVID.
Yeah, Bubba had that.
But so I see all this mold in this machine and I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. And then I start Googling. And then I'm like, oh, that's it. I got Legionnaires here.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm feeling like Legionnaires that way?
Black lung.
Yeah, mold or something like
all
that.
All the spores
like,
get into your
lungs.
And
I did it to myself. Yep. I thought I was done.
Nah, you're good. Nah, you're fine.
Yeah. You can't start Googling any of that.
No. It's always cancer or worse.
Or HIV. I've had HIV 9 times. in the last like 8 months.
Wow.
Just from Googling.
Yeah. that's what Magic Johnson.
Oh, man.
That's what he did.
You can't.
Okay, Google. Get rid of that machine. Because I don't know. I don't trust that.
No.
The old school now, that has been tainted.
And also, you
got to
clean it.
Like
you got to clean it. Like, you're such a rock star.
Well, you're I didn't know.
Using stuff and then throwing it on the side for months.
But what I tried it the night, and then I don't know, like a few days later, where I ended up going out on the road, and I just came back to it, and I was like, "This might be, maybe I'll try it again," and I did it. And
I think we'll talk. I think you need to like the nose pillows, not the full mask thing.
Is it much more comfortable?
Yeah, way more. Otherwise, you feel like you got like a Darth Vader kind of deal.
Yeah, things hard.
It's hard because you're trying to move. Are you a side sleeper?
Yep.
On your left side?
Right side.
Okay.
Right side. Yeah, I gotta. Yep.
It'll be fine. I think you need another try at it.
With the nose pillows?
Yes.
I got a guy, actually, if you need a
time. Yeah, he's got a guy who wrote the book on it.
I've got a friend who literally wrote the book on sleeping better and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. What's his name again?
Bejoy John.
He's got zero bags.
And he's here in town. Oh,
Bubba?
Oh, no. I don't sleep.
Bubba doesn't sleep, but Bubba only requires about 14 minutes a night.
I sleep about 4 hours a night.
I go to bed at 7 o'clock at night.
Well, how are you showing off like that? Like, just that's it? You don't need nothing?
I don't know. It's weird. I have crash days every 3 to 4 weeks. I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to sleep, and I'll get my 10 hours that day.
Well, you're taking something.
No. So,
testosterone. Something's going on. Something's happening.
God, I need some of that. You ever
take that? Something's happening here.
You ever take some tests?
Oh yeah.
You do? You like it?
Yeah.
You get the shots and all that?
Yeah, no, they go in a they just slide it right into your ass cheek there. They slit it open. And
you should not say that. Say what? No.
My cheek, not my hole. Well, not my hole.
I got okay. Well, you can just go ahead and say that.
They just slice you open, slip it. It's like a pellet thing.
And it's like a slow release deal.
Yeah.
Do you, how do you feel with the first?
Okay. You feel great.
Oh, okay.
You feel great.
Okay.
Like energy all of a sudden.
But you're not sleeping.
No, that's the thing. Although.
You're doing everything but sleep.
I did this thing last week where I quit taking like supplements and all that weird shit. And now this week, like I've got the most sleep I've slept.
I think a lot of that stuff is junk. You know, they did that whole like some kind of, I forget the company. And they were like, there's like not the right stuff in this. Like it's like magnesium. And it was like, this isn't magnesium. This is like something else.
It might have been no-dos.
Dude, I did that one time. I brought no-dos on a road trip. And so I put it down in the side door, you know, like the little pocket on the door. So I'm driving and I'm like, oh, I'm getting a little tired. I'm going to pop a couple no-dos. I reach down and I take it. Now, you know, you're driving, so you can't do anything. And I'm popping the little package without taking my eyes off the road, steering with my knees. Take like two or three of them. I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to be cranking. Yeah, I didn't realize in the same door I had put some allergy medicine, whatever, but it was like a nighttime.
Oh, no.
So I'm driving. I'm like, this is not good. I had to pull over and just sleep.
How that they used to name things like no doze, but today it's heroin. I mean, it's not. But we call it no doze.
Remember that? There was a thing. There was a time. There was no doze mini thins. Remember mini thins were a big thing at one time.
Oh yeah. How about the stuff that your mom used to do? The what's the
Dexatrim?
Dexatrim.
That was speed. It was straight up speed.
Yeah, there was a whole episode Dexatrim. Of Saved by the Bell on Dexatrim.
Yeah.
You guys made me reenact. With Brett Eldredge.
Oh, I forgot.
That's right.
That's on our YouTube.
Yeah, check that out.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
By the way, Johnny Roast on YouTube has said, guys, there's an ABBA hologram show that it runs in the UK in England. It's been going for a year now, and it's consistently sold out.
Wow.
So you guys.
But isn't ABBA like.
Well, it's ABBA.
Like the Elvis of like, what's that?
Sweden? Norway, whatever.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Whatever Norwegian.
I do like me some ABBA, though.
Dude, everybody loves ABBA.
ABBA's really good.
I mean, I've watched Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2. I don't even know anything other than the songs.
I like, what'd you grow up on?
I grew up on a lot of Motown and AM 70s. If it wasn't Motown, it was a lot of AM 70s stuff, like, you know, like B.J. Thomas, James Taylor, that type of stuff.
I do love me some James Taylor.
It's hard to beat.
Teddy Pendergrass.
He's one of those guys, he sings and you're just like, oh, well, I mean, it's not that special. But then you're like, oh, wait a second. Like, no one else does
that.
They're
earworms.
They did a thing like probably like 10, 12 years ago maybe on the Grammys where they had John Mayer come out there, like him by himself with a guitar. He's just like clanging around, like singing. And it's like, bing, 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 bing. And then like he stops and the stage like rotates and it's like James Taylor by himself with a guitar. And it was like night and day.
It's like the, you know, you hear.
And John Mayer's supposed to be amazing.
The hi-fi switch, like, boom. James Taylor, just all of a sudden, it was like.
It's clearer, it's fuller, it's perfecter, but it's not perfect. It's got little edges on it, and it's soulful, but it's also, I mean, it's unbelievable.
You nailed it right there. It's perfecter, but not perfect. And that's the beauty of.
It is, man.
And I think that's where. If people want to battle AI, you know, and whatnot, we've got to get back to doing music the old way. I love the little one of my favorite
albums. Those types of cats, though, not to interrupt, but like cats like James Taylor, like there was back in those days, though, they had to sing differently because they were singing into microphones that wouldn't necessarily either pick them up or it wasn't, you know,
right.
Technology obviously wasn't as far along as it is. But
everything's too perfect now. And a computer is going to be perfect every time. A computer doesn't know how to leave the flaws in. Yep. I love, like, I listen to a lot of blues, and I love sometimes you hear strings pop and you hear things like that, and you're like, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yep. Go get it, Crazy Thunderbird.
Crazy Thunderbird.
I love that stuff.
I pick him on my fantasy team. I know who that is.
I love all the old blues names, too. Those are fun. Thunderhead Hawkins. You know,
Well, you were.
That's Hank Jr. You got it.
Well,
right
yeah,
there.
That's his blues name. But
you know what? The Almera Club. You ever listen to Hank Jr.'s Almera Club album?
Loved it.
That is a bop.
So it had good. Like T-Tot on it, right?
Yes. T-Tot, that's right.
Yes.
That's
Show
right.
Show me.
He came in. Have you seen the video of when Hank comes in here?
No. How do you get him in here?
Oh, dude, I don't even know. We were so nervous when we found out that Bo Cephas was not on the phone. We talked to him on the phone all through the years for a long time, but never in the studio. And they're like, hey, he's going to visit. He's like doing like three national interviews, and we're one of them. And we're like, okay, it's Bo Cephas Day. We're all set up. Everything's ready to go. We've done all the research. I mean, we already know it. Like, you know. And his guy walks in and goes, hey, are you guys okay with cigar smoke in the studio? We're like, yeah.
The building is a no-smoking zone.
Yeah, like,
but we're like,
yeah, but when
of
Hank Williams Jr. walks in, this not his rule, right?
So that we said, it's Bo Cephas. He could do whatever he wants.
He could do a line of Coke. I don't care.
Absolutely.
And,
I get it.
And so he, have you done Coke with him?
No.
Not with him?
No.
Okay.
Not with him.
So he comes in, and he's got a little humidifier that he carries with him from the plane.
Humidor?
The humidor. That's
what I said.
You said humidifier, but you know.
Humidor, I'm sorry. Yeah.
He lives in CPAP world.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm from Cookeville. Anyway, so he lights one up, and we're like, I'm trying to be cool. We're on. I'm just like, hey, you know, yeah, they're asking. We're like, well, of course. He can do it. And he says, dude, he just kind of cuts me off in that loud, brash voice. Icons don't ask. Icons tell. And we were like, oh, wow, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a good one. He's wearing a hat that says Icon. It was great.
It was great.
Fantastic.
He's full of those.
Dude, midway through the interview, he does this. He goes, yeah, and
gets up and walks away.
Hey, what's up? All right. Uh-huh.
We're on the air. Yeah. And he just gets up and walks over to the corner.
He just takes a call.
Yeah.
I did a show with him in Hinckley, Minnesota one night. And I go on, obviously, first. And then he goes on. And I go out and I play Family Tradition with him. And I stay because he's got the chef sticking around to cook dinner for everybody, like, after the show. This is probably going about midnight, right?
Wow. Oh, yeah. This is the guy from Louisiana guy?
Wait a minute. No. So he calls this that Louisiana guy because he does a peppercorn sauce or something.
Yeah.
So we get up there, right? And all of a sudden, like, this poor chef, like, just wheels in, like, these steak dinners with, like, this peppercorn sauce thing. And I'm drinking, like, McCallum with Hank, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, this is fucking dope.
The best.
Right? Yeah. It's going on midnight. This poor chef walks in. He just cooked all this food. Lays it down, and Hank's like, no. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to try this peppercorn sauce. He tries. He makes the chef wait so he can try this peppercorn sauce. Tries this peppercorn sauce. Oh, no, that's not peppercorn sauce. He gets this guy in Louisiana. He says, I'm going to call so-and-so, and I remember it being from Louisiana that mm-hmm. makes a peppercorn sauce. He's like, mm-hmm. would you please tell this man how to make a peppercorn sauce? It's fucking midnight on like a Wednesday. This poor chef sticking around.
This guy had to take his CPAP off to get the phone over. He's like, hey, what's up here, Bo Cephas? You can still hear it in the background. Okay, well, you're going to have to use grill cream. And I like to use Amazonian pepper, and you got to crush them with kids' feet. And then there's this factory.
The kids' feet.
You use them, just crack that cracker. And oh, so Uncle Cracker's there too? Perfect. That's great.
Throw the kids that are making the beads in there with them.
We tell these kids that this is the souls of their relatives that they're releasing. They don't know. Don't tell them. They'll be crushed.
No pressure. No pressure.
Oh, Lord, man.
These kids are over there sticking their grandma back.
So he made the chef redo the sauce.
Yes. Had called some chef that he loved down in New Orleans that apparently did know how to make peppercorn sauce. And tell him how to make it.
Wow.
I hope he made that chef like stand there and everyone laughed at him.
I felt so terrible for that chef, man. But I kind of understood what he was saying. Like, man, you hung around this long to make us this junk. Wow.
He was, he got way better as it went on, and
he got more comfortable.
He got
with
more
us.
Comfortable, and at the end of it, he was like he was all in. He was like all part of. We were in his crew. We were in the circle, and come find out, he had done an interview prior to ours, and he walked out because he hated that guy. Because the guy didn't even know he's talking about. Hardly knew who Bo Stevens was. Was asking stupid questions and
who puts him in that
playing like, dumb games.
Who and, puts him in the, with somebody that doesn't know who he is?
Right. What's the people who
Where's Kurt Webster at? What are we?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing? If you're going to do it, listen, there are times where we have interviews with people I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about them, and I have to kind of.
That's got to be tough, though, to bring up like the point. So it says here you were born in a bathtub.
Yeah, it's just, without it making where it sounds like you're reading off of Wikipedia, it's hard to, weave it in and out and make it sound like. If you care,
you know what you do.
Because you don't want to come off as that guy.
No. You should have someone on your team go and just put a whole bunch of really bizarre, dumb factoids about you on your Wikipedia page, and then if somebody's really a fan or not. Because right. If they're doing an interview and they're like, "So I see that you spend your weekends in." The Amazon surfing on the Rio Grande, and they'll be like, nothing is correct.
Yeah.
No, so that way you can kind of weed out the people.
Well, they told us you had one testicle,
right?
Yeah. Every 20 minutes you needed to check on it.
Yeah, every 20.
Every 20 minutes. So we're getting close.
Yeah.
We got to take a
wrap it up.
Yeah. We got to take a break here.
Here, smile. I remember this one. It's a good one. I like this one. Yeah, it's a good one. That was a pretty good song for you, wasn't it? Did you have some success with that one? So, but you're from Wisconsin, huh? Go Badgers.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Go Badgers. Yeah. So are you going to be doing, are you just going to keep touring? I guess you just,
of
course, you got bills to pay, I guess.
That's pretty much it, man. Like, well, what else am I going to do? I'm fucking 50.
Dude, I saw this guy. It crushed me. It's on TikTok, and he's like 20-something years old, and he goes with this guy, and he says, "Hey, what would you tell someone in their 20s about life?" And it was this guy who's 57, and he says, "Imagine you've got like a ticker tape, and at the top it says 1, and then 2, 3, 4, all the way to 100, all in a row." He says, "Now, the average male in America lives to 75. So he goes down to 75 and he rips off 75 and he throws it away. Now he's left with 1 to 75. He goes, "Now I'm 57. So everything from 56 past, it is in the past. I can't do anything about it. Let's rip that off." So he rips that off. Now he's left with 57 to 75. It's about this long. A little piece of paper goes, "This is my life." And I was like,
why has he got to be so like, why has he got to be so like, I know, I'm so real about it?
Dude, but you know what? That's exactly, I've been going through that too. And both of us, our dads aren't, your dads, you get your parents to a certain age and they get sick. They just, things happen. And
it sucks watching your folks get old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because that's Superman, that's the guy.
Absolutely.
So, just watching all this stuff, he and I have had some talks about it and it puts everything into perspective because, we're sitting here talking going, in 30 years, that's us.
Absolutely.
So you don't have a whole lot of time.
Nope.
You got to kind of start making plans and doing the things that you wanted to do.
True. True.
It's so. True. And like, well,
we definitely a lot closer to the end than we are the beginning.
But you
see
talked
how we
about
did that.
But you talked about 50, right? You're like, yeah, I just turned 50 and all that. When you were a kid, I mean, think about when, 20 years old. 50 sounds so old. Oh, my God. Yeah. You're antiquated.
But now I'm 50, and I'm like, fuck, 50 ain't nothing.
But, if you talk to somebody my dad's age and you say you're 50, he's going to go, wow, you're still a kid. Go out and do some fun stuff.
Would you ever?
You're physically able.
Will you ever retire?
I don't know. I just keep doing. I don't know. I'll get sick of doing what I'm doing, I'm sure, at one point. But I just, I still like what I do. I still, well, I hate touring and I like touring. I like playing shows. I like seeing people.
It's getting there.
It's the travel and the,
it's the worst.
Yeah, that's the
there
worst.
And back. Get,
exactly.
You're I mean, I did all this and I'm going to play for an hour or whatever.
If I feel good.
If you guys are lucky, yeah, you're going to get an hour of this.
Probably going to have to pee here in a minute. Maybe.
If y'all don't mind, I'm going to hit a little CPAP here in a second. I'll be right back.
You could disguise a porta potty on stage and just have it there. And you're like, oh, it looks like he's going in for a costume change. And so you have like a whole rack of T-shirts in there. So like every time you go in for a pee break, you just, okay, change my T-shirt. So it looks like I took a costume change break.
Well, he took that all the way down there, didn't
dude,
he?
That's exactly what we do. This is I am helping. Wow. I am helping.
I tried doing that on this Chesney tour. I wanted to line the whole stage up with porta potties, and like that'd be my entrance. Come out of one of those at least, but
it didn't happen.
They didn't want a bunch of porta potties on stage. They're like,
hey, did you ever have when you were when you started singing like as a kid, I guess, or whatever in church? Well, I don't even know what your story is, how you started it. But whereas early on, because your voice, I know that's not true. This is what it says on Wikipedia. So it's your like because your voice is so harsh and rasping that thing.
I smoke 8 packs of cigarettes a day.
Do you? You do?
Not 8, but I smoke a lot a day.
And you've been smoking for a while?
Since I was probably 11.
Oh, so that's why. Now, is other people in your family, do they have a similar voice?
Yeah, my dad, same.
Same kind. Does he smoke?
Yeah, yeah, still.
Okay.
Still, he's 76, almost 77.
And he's kind of got that raspy sound?
Raspy. Oh, yeah, same voice, same sound.
And it doesn't mess up you with singing?
It doesn't. And I wasn't even supposed to be a singer, to be honest.
Where are you going
to
be?
I was a rapper. I had my first record deal when I was 15. Kid Rock got me out of the record deal because they owed him a bunch of money, so he washed it just to get me out of my contract. And then I ended up DJing for him. And then, a few years after that, he got the Atlantic deal, and then they gave me a solo deal out of his thing. But I was supposed to make a rap record. The song they signed me off of was like this bluesy, rappy type song.
What's it called? Can we find it?
Yeah, it's called Better Days.
But we can find that.
And we recorded it on an 8-track in an RV we were on the Warped Tour in like 1998. But the record label heard this song that I did called Better Days. And at the time, the big hit was Everlast, the bluesy thing.
What really it's like.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they thought like that I was going to be like this bluesy alternative rappy thing. Which I didn't even know what the fuck I was, other than like helping Kid Rock write songs.
I'm gonna play a little clip of this. Yeah, it's funny because you mentioned the Everlast thing, and I know we can't play too much of it because we'll get popped on it, but it's interesting because there is a little bit of that same kind of flow.
Yeah, like a bluesy.
Yeah.
So they really gave me that. Well, they gave me that based off what I had written on the Kid Rock record, the Devil Out of Cause album. And then they're like, well, we'll just give the deal to Cracker there. And then there was already a band called Cracker, so we had to put Uncle in front of it or something in front of it.
Oh, really?
Just to make it legal.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Cracker.
And then I still get sued.
Oh.
They still sued you?
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, you can't win on these things. Well, so everybody files like in their home state of like Virginia or something like that, where he's probably like Elvis there.
And right.
I don't know. It just makes you look like a douche, like I'm impersonating this band Cracker.
That's Jelly went through the whole same thing with the Jelly Roll guy.
Oh, man.
And Lady Antebellum.
And Lady Antebellum.
I mean,
Lady
you can go
a,
down
Lady
the list, yeah.
My attorney was just like, well, we'll just go. You just settle out. You give them a couple bucks, and then boom. And then you wait and see what happens, see if they do it again. Kind of my fault, because there's a bunch of stipulations, because at the time, the record label was like, we'll take care of this. And they go in there, and they just kind of sign off and make a bunch of stipulations, but in the meantime, I got Cracker tattooed on my arm, and there's pictures all over all my publicity photos. Everybody wants to see the arm. It says Cracker on it. But then they're like, oh, no, you're suing you, like, because you're causing confusion in the marketplace because I'm trying to be just Cracker here with one arm. Like, it just
well, we had
Uncle
kind of the same.
The same
we had kind of the same problem with somebody claiming to be Big D. And again, in radio, if your name is Big D on the radio, there is confusion. So I get it to a certain level.
I do too, but I just, you know, at the time I'm 20, 21 years old. 22.
You just want to rap. You just want to do your thing.
Like,
yeah.
You guys are making this fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, what's a, especially like me, like I was a DJ too, and I had that. There was other bands called Cracker in like the 70s and shit. Like, I got pulling out vinyl of different acts. And then I'm looking at them, and then yeah. they're suing me.
What about
and I'm
them?
Like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm like,
I love this band, the B Tools.
The
what?
Sorry, the B Tools, B E E Tools.
Oh, beat. Oh, wow.
And then you get sued. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But I thought, I thought it was all. I don't know. I didn't know I'd become an ATM machine for these fuckers.
So you're a dad.
I'm a what? Yes.
Oh, by the way, I did see you and your boys get a Christmas, your Christmas deal.
Yeah.
Album. I saw it on Wikipedia too.
What?
Well, I had the kids sing Frosty the Snowman with me last year in the studio, and
it's a cool moment.
Just to capture like their voices.
Yeah.
So I got three daughters with an ex-wife that are like 25, 24, 19, and then I have two sons with like a new wife that are 8 and 4. So having watched like how fast that shit goes,
yeah,
I was in the studio and I was like, well, I'm gonna put these kids on there just to get their voices on there, and I wish we had like the camera phones and shit for the kids.
Yeah,
the first time. Yeah, you know?
Is it weird when you're talking to, like, when you have a family setup like that? You have kids with two different people. When you talk to your daughters, do you notice the difference because it's with another mom? From their personalities, is it like, you know what I mean? Is it like weird? Like, you think like, oh, our kids are, they're all the kind of the same, but they're completely, well, not completely, but pretty much.
Well, you see, I see a lot of myself in all of them, but you do see the ex in each one of them.
Yeah,
like they'll say something and be like, ah, you're as dumb as your mom. You see, like, everything is just, you know, you say
I'm as dumb as your mom,
or whatever. You know, you'd be like, ah, I know you didn't get that from me. Or, none of my daughters are dumb, by the way. They're
yeah, I gotcha.
Just fucking on.
Yeah. It's really, you know, it's interesting because my daughters live with their mom, so they're very influenced by their mom. So it's kind of the same situation. They do a lot of the same stuff that she does, and it's natural. It's like how
it is. It is. It comes. I don't know if it's like this. There's like this. When I got a divorce, my kids lived with me though. It was a completely different flip. Like,
okay.
Because it was like I stopped touring, I stopped doing everything, and I was just like, this is it. I'm gonna
be a dad.
Yep, I'm gonna be a dad. So they all lived with me.
How old were they when that happened? About
13, 12, and
okay.
8.
All right, yeah. Okay. Wow.
And so it was just
a big time.
Yep, it was a big time. it was the best time though. It was like all of a sudden you were. It was a lot easier to be a dad when there was somebody not telling you how to be one, you know, or how you weren't being one, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But it was really dope. I don't know. It was probably the best couple years ever. I think.
That's cool.
That's
aside
awesome.
From all the dumb divorce drama shit, you know, but creating like that bubble where you can't let them see you sweat. You know, you can't let them. Just everything's fine. Everything's cool, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any money. Everything's great.
Meanwhile, as soon as they walk out the room, you're going, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'll be home in a couple weeks.
Be home a couple weeks. Do you don't know how to make peppercorn for cream sauce, do you?
We have a guy.
Dude, it's so good to have you in. UncleCracker.com. You can go check him out there. Also, the tour to get your beer. And get all the information,
all
on
the new music,
and all that.
Yeah,
the new, the latest album.
Yeah, should be that. Thank you guys for having me on here, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you need us to talk.
Is
more
there
about
anything?
Music.
Is there anything you want to talk? I mean, serious. You, before we wrap this up, anything we didn't cover that you want to talk about? I mean, I know we talked about a whole bunch of nonsense as well, but
we did perfect. We covered HIV. We covered CPAPs. We covered holograms.
Well, 8 HIV rounds.
Yes.
So I got you on the CPAP game. I got you. I'm gonna make your life a lot better.
I need it because I'm not trying to lose 80 pounds either. Like,
oh,
like,
no,
oh,
no,
just
that.
Lose it and you won't snore
no
more.
No. There's way faster ways to fix that.
Thank God.
And once you get when I had my first night of sleep and I didn't wake up at all, I was weirded out because you know what it's like you're waking up all the time.
Yep, it's been a long time since I haven't woke up every.
And Bubba, he'll sleep through the entire. He will sleep in his closet.
I don't wake up.
He's out.
I could lay down right here. And no, it's a weird thing. I can go to sleep anytime, anywhere. Just it's a mental thing. I can go, okay, turn the switch off, and I can go to sleep within 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
But I think it's also because I don't sleep a lot that my body goes, okay, you need your 15
now's the time.
Minutes.
Let's go.
Grab
it. We're
and
in.
So, it's a weird thing.
I'm so
I don't
jealous.
Think it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy at all, but
I
it
think
is what
it is. I think you should be able to shut it down, right? Like
no, but I'm saying I don't think it's healthy that I only sleep for maybe 5 hours. And if I have a good long night of sleep, it's 5 hours.
What did our grandparents do when they couldn't sleep? Like
alcohol?
Yeah, booze.
Well, here's the other thing is that our grandparents, even their parents, they were working outside. And when it got dark, okay, let's say it's 7 o'clock at night, they are going to bed. So they're sleeping from 7 until 4:30.
Yeah.
The sun comes up. That you know,
daybreak.
Whatever. When the sun comes up and they're back to eating again, big breakfasts, big lunches, because they're outside working all day. And it's like a dog. When you take a dog and you run it around and it sleeps well. It's literally no different. You're just expending that energy that's in your body so that your body can sleep.
I told you the other night I slept outside just for the heck of it. I'm like, I'm going to sleep out on the – I have a little sofa on the patio. You know, I'm like, I'm going to sleep out here under the stars. It was a beautiful night. It was so cool because I woke up right before sunup and like total natural, like, you know, this is great. And so I watched the sun come up and then I flipped over and I went back to sleep. And I'm like, this is the best ever.
Can never do that.
But
impossible.
I slept the entire night.
No
even
way.
Even sleeping outside, even with the gunshots in the area. I mean, helicopters circling.
Gunshots? Where you live, Compton?
Pretty close. So,
you know,
I'm
the
like,
old divorce.
Fire trucks, you know, but I'm good. I sleep through all this.
Yeah, she got a couple watches. He's got to watch his back. She's happy. That's all that matters.
Uncle Cracker.
It's going to be fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, kids. No. She's not shooting at me. No.
It's around me.
Keep your head down, kids. All right. It's fine.
All right. Are we done?
We're done.
All right, everybody, check out Uncle Cracker.
Oh, I can't. Do we have a new jingle that goes out?
No, the outro jingle is always going to stay the same.
Oh, okay.
It's only the beginning
only
that
the
changes.
Beginning.
It's kind of Simpsons-esque, you know, Bart writing on the little board.
Oh, it changes every week.
Yeah, and then we go to our new classic.
Our end credits.
Yes. So let's go, kids. Sing it out.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
He smokes.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
She does too.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Say that a lot.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Cracker. Bye,
y'all.
Thank you, guys.